time to join Joan Lewis, EWTN's Bureau Chief here in Rome. She brings us the Vatican Week in review.
So, Joan, welcome back from Vietnam.
Oh, my word. It was one amazing trip. It's a long journey by air, but I want to tell you, a country, obviously, of history and culture and food and dress, and it's so different from ours. But you will not feel more welcome.
Sunday was a big day here in the Vatican.
The Evangelium Mass for Life, about 200,000 people attended and at this magnificent Mass for Life. And this is all part, obviously, of the various celebrations of the
Year of Faith.
Of course, the Pope had a wonderful homily talking about life, referring to Pope John Paul's encyclical from 1995 called The Gospel of Life, Evangelium Vitae. What's amazing, what got a lot of courage, probably because it was so very unique, 35,000 bikers, Harley-Davidson riders from all over the world were in Rome. The bikes and the bikers got a blessing, and the Vatican was given, I've read two and I've also read four, white Harley-Davidson were given to the Vatican for the Gendarme Corps, and they have Gendarmeria written on the bicycle with the papal crest. Now, Sunday, of course, the Mass on Sunday was preceded by a whole bunch of events on Saturday, a catechesis on life, prayer and adoration, pilgrimage to the tomb of St. Peter, and then there was a candlelight vigil on Saturday down Via della Conciliazione right to the Vatican. But if you could only choose one sentence from the Pope's talk, actually, about life, he said, "All too often we know from experience, people do not choose life. They don't accept the gospel of life, but allow themselves to be led by ideologies and ways of thinking that block life and do not even respect life." The activities continue very shortly. In July, the Pope will be taking some time off from public activities. He'll stay at the Santa Marta, might spend a few days at Casa Gandolfo, but the closer we get to his time off, we will talk about that.
No more audiences?
Yeah.
And no more morning masses?
No, exactly. Until,
well, he'll be saying masses.
Sir, July will be a very down...
Not with the... With the Vatican.
That's it,
staff.
Not with staff and everything. Going to the early part of the week, we see that Monday, of course, the G8 leaders were meeting in Northern Ireland on the 17th and 18th, and on the theme, a G8 meeting that goes back to first principles, which obviously was a wonderful opening for the Holy Father to write about human dignity and human life, and the fact that the world's leaders in their annual meeting, he said this in a letter to the British Prime Minister David Cameron, and who had written to the Pope, as a matter of fact. So the Pope was merely answering his June 5th letter. And what the Holy Father said actually several times in that letter for the theme, which we just mentioned, he said, "For it to attain its broadest and deepest resonance, it's necessary to ensure that all political and economic activity, whether national or international, makes reference to humanity." It's very, very interesting because Pope Francis talks about authority, or what some of us may call power, of who has authority. No, it is not authority. You serve. When you are in an elected office, you are there to serve the people. Many, many themes were on the agenda of that meeting. The Pope touched on all of them, the protection of women and children from sexual violence. He also highlighted the need to address the situation in the Middle East, especially in Syria. Above all, he reiterated several times, all of their work should entail a respect for the truth of the human person, who is not an additional economic factor or a disposable good, but is equipped with a nature and a dignity that cannot be reduced to simple economic calculus. So,
Wednesday, Joan. Wednesday was very hot here.
Oh my gosh,
but
yes.
People came just the same.
That is the amazing thing. One of the highlights, the Pope, of course, talked about the he continued his lessons, his catechesis on the creed during the general audience. And the church as the body of Christ was his main theme. And he said the church is not a charitable, cultural, or political association, but a living body that walks and acts in history. And this body has a head, Jesus, who guides, nourishes, and supports it. And, of course, we are the members of this mystical body. He did talk a lot about unity because he said disunity, of course, wounds the body. Any one part that is not unified will wound the body. After the catechesis, the Pope mentioned that the following day, Thursday, World Refugee Day, the numbers of refugees in the world are in the tens of millions. You're people who are displaced by war, people who have to leave their own country because they can't even, you know, have any food. They go somewhere else. They end up perhaps in worse conditions than in their own country. The Pope, in referring to this day, said, making a plea for international organizations, obviously, to come to the aid of not just individuals, but the whole families that are forced to flee their homeland. The Pope said, in addition to the dangers of the journey itself, he said, these families often risk disintegration. And they may be separated in the country that receives them. Then they have to deal with cultures and societies that are different from their own. He had even stronger words on Thursday, not about the refugees, which we were celebrating that day, but about hunger. There's 870 million people in the world. I think it's like 12% of humanity that are malnourished or undernourished. And the Pope had met with leaders of the FAO, F-A-O, that's the Rome-based Food and Agricultural Organization of the United Nations. And the Pope said quite simply that it is a scandal that that many people, especially when the means are there for, the food is there. There's plenty of food. The means are there for distribution. And he decried more than anything else the financial speculation that makes getting this food to the people who need it. You know, you and I have more than we need. And I don't even want to think of the food that's wasted every day in our homes or in because we have so much. So throwing something away because it got a little brown spot on it or something. These people in the 870 million would kill to have what is the surplus for us and need not be a surplus. The Pope again, of course, highlighted human dignity. More than anything else, he said, don't make empty promises to people. Don't have a meeting and promise you're going to do this and that. And he said, look at the promises that are not kept, that have not been kept. You've got to get out there and do something concrete to satisfy the, he said, a way has to be found to enable everyone to benefit from the fruits of the earth, to satisfy the demands of justice, fairness, and respect for every human being. And when you think about it, it's just a repetition of what he had said earlier in the week about people being seen as commodities and as an economic option for something when we aren't at all. And so that was another part of that message. He had so many messages this week, didn't he? Thursday was a big day, too, because he met with the participants in the 86th plenary. I hadn't realized ROACO was that old, if you will. ROACO stands for, it's an acronym for Assembly of the Reunion of Organizations for Aid to the Oriental Churches. And there's various organizations throughout the world that are part of this. The Catholic Near East Welfare Association, I'm sure our listeners have heard, Aid to the Church in Need, and many others they probably have not heard of. And these organizations financially and spiritually assist the church in the East, and certainly in particular the Middle East and the Holy Land. And the Pope said he appealed after his talk to the leaders to continue their work. He did note, Pope Francis noted the amazing faith of the people in this part of the world, notwithstanding all the difficulties. And in the Pope's words, he said, from the bottom of my heart, I appeal to the leaders of nations and international organizations, to believers of every religion, all men and women of goodwill, to put an end to all the pain, all the violence, and all the religious, cultural, and social discrimination. And then his closing words were dedicated to those who suffer. He said, to all who are suffering, I strongly say, I firmly say, never lose hope. The church is with you, accompanies you, and supports you. And you know, sometimes that can be difficult to hear when you're the one living that difficult situation, persecution, whatever, discrimination whatever, it can be difficult. You have to have a strong faith just to believe the Pope's words when he says, don't lose hope. And you're sitting there wondering how you can get up the next morning and have a ray of hope, of sunshine.
And you are listening there to Joan Lewis, EWTN's bureau chief here in Rome, who's just brought us the Vatican Week in review.